Welcome to Lawmen, a podcast about local legends and obscure curiosities from days of yore. I'm James Shakeshaft.
And I'm Alistair Beckett King.
And this week we have the wonderful comedian and half of the delightful sausage, Edinburgh Festival nominated double act, Amy Gledhill.
The way you said that was as if a series of telegrams were arriving, yeah, giving you the information.
I tried to pronounce brackets.
And what is Amy going to tell us about, James?
We were going to find out in literally a matter of seconds after the music's
finished.
I'll
just wait.
Just wait. It won't be long now. Alistair.
Yes, James?
We've got another deputy law person.
What?
Look over here. It's Amy Gledhill.
Emerging from the... I was going to say bushes.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Amy. That's not how I see you. Emerging from shrubs.
I do look like I've come from a shrub. My hair's very wild today.
Mine too. It's the wind.
It is the wind.
I haven't been able to keep the frizz down for weeks.
Tell me about it, sister.
I know, it's the fine rain and the wind. You're ruined. It just spritzes you the whole time.
I go out wider. My hair just gets wider and wider and wider till it's surpassed my shoulders, and I become like the, you know, shoulder pads in the 80s, women would wear them as a power suit.
Yeah. Mm.
My hair becomes more powerful.
Yes.
Like how Lion-O's powerful.
Like how what's powerful?
Lion-O from the Thundercats.
I'm unaware.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I thought
okay.
You meant like Lino on the floor.
Like Lino's.
Like, that is powerful.
It is very powerful.
That's so powerful. I'm just like Lino.
Well, with your hip pop culture reference to floor coverings, you've revealed the fact that you are from Hull.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's factually accurate.
The first city to be made entirely of Lino, if I remember correctly.
Lino and cod. that's what we are.
It just goes, you put the lino down,
yeah,
then eventually it's covered in cod.
Yeah.
And what they would do is, and I'm sorry, listeners, they would just put another layer of lino over the top.
It was a lasagna. Yeah. It was like a lino fish lasagna.
The city is now several metres higher than it was at the start of the 20th century.
They laughed at us, but then when everywhere's flooding, they're like, why didn't we have fish lino lasagna floors?
Standing on Cod Mountain. Laughing at the drowning neighbours over in Grimsby.
Grimsby.
What's near?
Scunthorpe, Grimsby, Lincoln.
Oh, it's just...
Is Lincoln that near?
It's kind of near. It's just over the bridge.
But not Yorkshire, though.
No, Lincoln isn't Yorkshire.
No, it's Lincolnshire.
Yeah. So I would assume there's a strong antipathy there.
No, I don't think anyone cares.
Really? I was thinking it would be like, Lincoln!
No, we're more like that with Leeds, actually. Leeds is the nearest
big city. Well, they've got an economy,
city.
Haven't they? Leeds.
Well, I mean, come on. Hull's got an economy. I told you about the cod. I told you about the lino.
If you're selling it to yourself, it's just the lino's guys are making all their money, but they're blowing it all on cod. The codmen have got fully linoed houses, ceilings and all.
But it works for us, okay?
That's true. Cultural relativism and all that. We shouldn't judge a culture we don't understand the podcast.
No, but if it smells of fish and lino, you're going to judge it. You're gonna have a knee-jerk reaction.
You're making me feel bad for sitting so close to you because I definitely smell of fish and lino. And I don't want to be judged for this. This is my aroma. I'm happy with it.
That's fine.
What does your place smell like?
Chipping Norton.
Yes.
Chips and Graham Norton.
Yeah. It's wood chips, actually.
Oh, nice. Keeping it dry.
Yeah. I was thinking like kettle chips, like posh middle class chips. That's what I see your place is smelling like.
That's about right, yeah, actually. No, sheep and tweed, which is...
Yes, that's just someone who's weed on wool.
Mm.
Is that what tweed is?
That's where the wee... I'm putting a wee in tweed.
Yeah, it's very much the sort of lino and cod of the Cotswolds. Yeah. Wool and wee wee. I'm from Durham, where we've only got one thing, and it's coal. I shouldn't have banged. It's a recording sound situation. Sorry.
Coal.
Coal, 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 coal. They wouldn't sing in my accent. They'd sing it in a proper Durham accent. Cool, 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 cool.
Oh, that's nice.
I could just talk like that the whole time and everyone would think I was from Durham, which I am. Derham, I should say. Sorry, Derham. I said it in the wrong accent. And then everyone would think I was working class, even though I'm not. And I might get some opportunities coming my way because it's so easy being working class these days. Please cut this out of the podcast, James.
I don't know what you're saying. Right, so knowing that you were coming on and you were from Hull,
yep.
I looked up Hull in my two big books of folklore, myths and legends.
Ooh.
One, Reader's Digest.
Just to be clear, neither of them are called the Big Book of Folklore, Myths and Legends.
No. One's called the Reader's Digest Book of Folklore, Myths and Legends.
Okay.
And it's a big book. Oh. And the other one's called The Lore of the Land. And I looked
cracking book.
Great book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hardback?
This one's a softback. The other one's a hardback.
I've got it in hardback. And if you want to kill a man
really?
With a folklore book, this one is like, it's like half a metre square. You could really... You could really do some damage.
Wow, good to know.
If you find me dead and that book's not there, it's the murderer.
And it's one of us two that's done it.
Because you're the only ones who know.
So far.
That's assuming nobody listens to the podcast.
Sorry.
So it's one of you two.
There was nothing on Hull. Nothing on
what?
Hull at all. Nothing on Hull at all. So much so that I thought I'd got the wrong county or something. Because I was looking in the Yorkshire counties. I'm pretty sure Hull was in there. At one point, I slightly doubted whether Hull even existed, and perhaps I'd dreamed it. So I looked it up on the internet if there was such a thing as Hull, and it said Kingston upon Hull, and I thought, went back to the K section of my index. Nothing on Kingston upon Hull.
Did you try looking up Humberside?
No, because I got distracted by hilarious Yorkshire place names and I made a little list. Can I just share them briefly before we start?
Yes.
One of my favourites, Sex How? which is home to old Nanny's ghost. The ghost of her told a farmer, there's some silver and gold buried under here. You keep the silver, give the gold to my daughter. He didn't. He kept both of them until he was tortured by her and turned to drink. And then finally, he was seen riding at full pelt on his horse with a cackling old lady holding on to him. And he was going, I will, I will, I will. The horse stopped. The old woman was gone and he was dead.
Well, I mean, that's how I have sex.
Sex how?
Sex how?
On a similar tip, Willie Howe? In a place around there called Thwing, there's a huge barrow which is called Willie Howe.
A lot of Thwingers.
And it's a fairy's house, and someone stole a fairy cup from there. Jisborough.
See, we're getting close to places where I've lived, and I'm just like, yeah, they're normal names.
Yeah, that's fine.
Funny about
What's
that.
Wrong with that?
I think this one might have to be actually bleeped. Hawk. And of course,
it's not going to make any sense.
The whole of Hawk. Or the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Ooh.
Which is, and it's where Wade, a giant, dug up a big with his spade and threw it, and he, which formed the hill Blakey Topping, which sounds like the character from a 60s sitcom. And then Sockburn. So you had the Sockburn Worm, and then Danby, which it was famous for the Hand of Glory, and I didn't dare look that up.
We've got Pity Me in the northeast.
What?
A little village called Pity Me.
and
people
have...
do. That's all the Durham's got. Sympathy.
I can't believe you don't have Wet Wang.
Oh, my God.
There's a place called Wet Wang.
Wet Wang. Yeah, it's where Richard Whiteley, RIP from Countdown, was the mayor of Wet Wang.
That's an anagram gone wrong from Countdown, I think.
I once saw Whiteley in a vehicle.
What vehicle?
A moving vehicle with his car.
Right, okay.
A helicopter. No, it was his car. He just drove past me, but I just got the full Whiteley experience. And just being that close to his presence...
You got a wet wang. I understand.
He developed clinical wet wang. So, there was nothing. I could find nothing on Hull. And then I googled Hull legends. Came up with a picture of you.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. And what's his name? Ronnie Pickering?
Oh, I don't know.
Who is that?
Is that the cannibal?
Is this the other famous person from Hull?
Ronnie Pickering is a guy who made it big on YouTube a few years ago. He was driving, there was a cyclist. The cyclist was wearing a helmet with a camera on.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, and they had a bit of an altercation, and Ronnie Pickering says to the cyclist, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And the cyclist is like, no. And he's like, I'm Ronnie Pickering. And Ronnie Pickering wasn't anybody. Because of this video, he became a star. So now Ronnie Pickering is like, you know, a whole legend.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's like the message, isn't it? Or the secret.
He created it. He visualised what he wanted and he made it happen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I'm going to try that. But what I found was the Hull werewolf. And then I had to do something else and I came back to it. And you know when you start putting in a thing to the search terms and it comes up with suggested things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Started typing in Hull werewolf. First option, Hull werewolf. Second option, Hull werewolf latest.
Oh, it's ongoing.
Yes.
Is this contemporaneous folklore happening as we record then?
I've only found this in digital formats, this folklore. But it claims to be quite old though. I think you've been researching the same.
I've had a little look. Old Stinker.
Yes. The werewolf. Old Stinker.
That's his name?
Yes.
Old Stinker sounds like an old-fashioned name for a werewolf.
Well, his legends date back to the 1100s or something. This is where there was a lot of werewolf myths around in England. Were, meaning man, and wolf, meaning wolf, man-wolf.
Wow.
Thank you for labouring that, James.
Yes. I just got into proper, like, oh, this is actually, this is, you know, this is teaching people things.
Yeah.
But wear also means to wear, and it's slightly that sort of shamanistic thing of putting the animal skin on.
Have you read Sabine Baring Gould's Book of Werewolves?
No.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, so apologies if I'm not. He wrote Onward Christian Soldiers, but he's also a folklorist. And it's a fairly sober historical account of where the werewolf myths come from. Mm-hmm. And mostly it's just stories of actual cannibals and legends. Like, so there's plenty of historical accounts of people eating people, obviously.
Yeah.
And some of them are fairly grim. But one of the interesting things is I think he traces the etymology of it to somewhere in Scandinavia where the word for wolf was also used to mean like brigand or thief. So someone was sort of cast out of the village and became a wolf means cast out of the village and became a sort of Robin Hood-like character. And then over time, the transformation turns into actually becoming a wolf. So in the retelling of the story, they actually start to transform. So that was his explanation for it.
Like a shark. Like a lone shark.
Like a lone shark. In future, they'll think that they were
That's
actually
sharks. That's what Jaws was about.
I'm glad you said something funny at the end of my really long factual bit. But that is similar to, like you said, the shamanistic thing of it being sort of performed, not necessarily a literal transformation.
But also because there were actually wolves in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently they would dig up graveyards and start eating the bones, eating the stuff. So they had this weird, like, they were like, oh, those are quite evil creatures.
Mm.
And that was where the idea that wolves, werewolves will feast on bodies, human bodies.
Where does the idea of the moon come into it then?
The idea of this sort of humans turning into animals is like a global idea. But that element comes from Europe in general. Okay. I don't know exactly. Maybe something to do with Dracula or it was...
I think it's that wolves actually do howl at the moon, isn't it?
Oh, there's that.
Real wolves howl at the moon. So I assume that's where that comes from.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
There's a little sort of desert gerbil that does it. Have you seen it?
No.
Google it. Google is a little rodent and it howls at the moon.
Oh, wow.
It's, like, incredibly cute.
Aww.
Yeah,
you absolutely need to insert the little howl there for your listeners.
Could you just do an impression of what you think that would sound like?
Oh,
so adorable! So the whole werewolf.
So, yes,
Old Stinker. I'll be honest, I'm sceptical so far that there is a 700-year-old, 800.
More than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because he was last seen in 2015.
I think since then.
Oh, really?
I think 2017, perhaps.
Breaking
2017.
Old Stinker news.
Yeah. Someone's posted in 2019 saying, has anyone seen Old Stinker recently? As if it would so casual a thing that you would see it. It's like, is anyone going to check on Old Stinker? He's not been collecting his milk.
It's like in Durham, there's a guy who everyone calls Mario because he looks like Super Mario. But he's just a Greek guy with a moustache and sort of curly hair. But everyone knows who he is. He's got his own Facebook page. And I feel like Old Stinker is sort of a bit like that by the sounds of it.
But an 8 foot tall.
8 feet tall?
He's 8 feet tall, covered in matted hair, red burning eyes, like fires of hell probably or something like that. And terrible breath. Awful halitosis. That's why he's called Old Stinker.
Right.
Yeah, that's where he gets his name from.
I've read that he also has quite a human face.
In recent times, yeah. He's got an unnervingly human face, which could be part of the...
Jim Mankin legend. Yeah.
Yuriko came and told us about the Japanese legend of the human face dog.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a dog that has a human face.
And he says, leave me alone.
That's all he says if you go up to him. Leave me alone.
Because he's eating rubbish out of a bin.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
And doing green poos.
Yeah.
Which actually ties into... I've been to Hull, so I did know Hull existed. I went to Hull because in my early days as an out-of-work actor, I was in a information video for the Hull Gasworks, where the gas comes in off the North Sea, and I was in, like, a safety video.
Gas how?
And I was one of the two workers, and there was a bit where they were like... Oh, just be like putting your helmets on and just be having a chat. And I decided to, in my improv there, tell the other bloke about the time that I did a white poo. Which is a story that you'll find on the Yuriko episode as well. I'm not going to repeat it here. To be honest,
another episode that we have to tag with poo in the tags in case people want to cross-reference which ones have your poo anecdotes in them.
Wow, yeah. Like a pigeon.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was more. It looked like driftwood. It had like little holes in it.
We've already done the poo. Do you have a poo anecdote rather than just repeating, trotting out the classics?
It's not my anecdote, but Christopher Cantrill, who in a double act with Delightful Sausage, okay, fine. He once, after Edinburgh Festival, because he'd been eating so badly for a month, he quite famously did a burp, which was a fart.
That's the sound of James dropping his book in disgust.
In horror.
Yep.
Wow.
And it was. It wasn't like, oh, is it, isn't it? It was a fart. That's
horrible. But I'm not surprised. I remember bumping into Chris in Edinburgh in a McDonald's at 3 a.m.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yep.
This has been one of the most disgusting episodes since we had Yuriko on.
Yeah.
Talked about the Jim Mankin.
But I've never seen that video. If anyone here works at the Hull Gasworks and had to watch a video, let me have a look at it.
Of one guy telling a story, another guy going, what?
Just like a really awkwardly dubbed over with something like, oh, we're going to get a lot of gas today.
And then the other guy just crying and being a bit sick.
You're clearly thrown up in his mouth. So, old stinker. He was spotted at Barmston Drain. Do you know that? Is that
near
a thing?
Near Beverly.
Near Beverly. Yeah. Which is a...
A woman. She doesn't move fast.
Yeah. A slow woman. Sort of the Hull's version of the Lazy Susan.
So slow you can give directions relative to her. Keep going till you see Beverly.
She'll be there. You can't miss her.
Yeah, you know her. You know Beverly.
You'll know when you see her.
We all know her, Beverly. So it's near Beverly.
It's near Beverly, which is a little lovely town on the outskirts of Hull. And the drains run... I don't really know where they run from and to. You know what a drain, like a drain?
Yeah, we have drains in the rest of the country.
Do
definitely.
You?
But looks like something out of
never
it.
Been.
It's like a big, huge thing that runs into the river.
I don't know. I've never been to the end of it, actually.
There's a quote from an 80-year-old resident who'd lived in the area his whole life. He said, I used to go swimming in the drain when I was about 7. We used to call it Lecky because it was the water source for the local power station. The power station would heat up the water, meaning you could swim in it all year round. The water level was a lot higher than it is now. I wouldn't like to take a dip in it now, though. There's no such thing as this werewolf, though. I have never seen anything.
I mean, that sounds accurate.
Mm.
I believe that. I was ready to disparage his drain swimming until I found out that it was actually a supply for the... It's all perfectly reasonable.
I think it was him. There's a further quote from him, and it talks about that having kids regularly drowning there, and there's probably loads of ghosts of kids.
People used to drown all the time.
Yeah.
Mm.
But in the drains, especially, my mum used to go swimming in the drains when she was young, and they're so horrible and so scary, and the bank out of it is like pretty much perpendicular and it's just mud.
Mm.
So loads of kids did die there. And my mum, to put me off ever wanting to swim in it, told me this thing of... What?
What did your mum have to do to put you off swimming in a drain?
I'll tell you why you want to stay away from the death hole.
Go on.
No, go on.
There's a sinister story attached to it.
She said that she, when she was younger and she was swimming in it, she tried to get out once and she couldn't. And then when she looked back into the water, and the water is like almost jet black, when she looked back into the water, there was a witch there who grabbed her ankle and wouldn't let her out. So my mum told me this story. And then I, obviously, as you do when you're younger, I was like, well, that is a fact. So I would tell my friends, like, oh, you know, there's a witch in the drain. And if you swim in it, she grabs your ankles and she might not let you out. So then people, my age, people didn't swim in them. But before that, it was the place to go. It was like a little...
So you stopped it. By spreading that story, you stopped it from happening.
That was all me. Yeah, exclusively. I spread so much gossip about this witch that people stopped wanting to go for a swim in the black, black water.
Of the drains.
Of the drain.
Of the drain.
It's not like the name even recommends it to you, does it?
The drains. They're... So I guess the old stinker legend of now is doing that job that your witch legend did for the previous generation. And I know the previous generation before that, there was a story of a headless boy who was on a boat that went up because there's loads of bridges or something, and he was decapitated on the bridges, despite the fact a boat has never sailed up there. It's a drain.
And a boat has never gone fast enough to decapitate someone. It's not a train, is it? It wouldn't happen. You'd just knock off the boat, wouldn't you? You'd fall down.
I think you'd have enough time to see it coming and go, I think I'm going to duck in a minute. I'm out of the way. I've not been decapitated. There's another recent made-up legend of Hull I found was that there's meant to be a polar bear buried under the high street.
What?
Because apparently there were regularly polar bears in, like, the zoo in Hull somehow. I don't know how.
There was one in Skegness Butlins.
Skeggy Butts?
Yeah, Skeggy Butts. Big polar bear in Skeggy Butts, yeah,
was
sure.
I've been to Skeggy Butts.
Skeggy Butts had a polar bear. Early 90s?
Oh, mate, that's after my time.
Yeah, man. Skeggy Butts.
I can't believe I missed it.
There's loads of tunnels under Hull as well. Maybe that's where the polar bear is. Because there's an old pub there called the Black Boy. And it's called the Black Boy because there's a tunnel that runs... from the pub to the docks, and that's where they used to, unfortunately, bring in the black boys to sell.
Well, sad that ended with slavery.
But Skeggy Butts, eh?
Yeah, polar bear. Funny 90s polar bear. Listening to Oasis in the 90s.
With a big parka on.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, all that Arctic, remember the Arctic. Don't know enough about polar bears or Oasis to continue.
That's fantastic.
I'm not used to this amount of sunshine.
That's wet,
yeah. Yeah, that seems all right. Yeah. End of the bit. Move on to another thing.
Yes, so Old Stinker was around 11... originated in 1100s, these myths and legends of him. His legend started to die out. The last one of the old style... was in the late 1700s, where a wolf-like monster attacked a stagecoach that was travelling through the Yorkshire Wold, which is a word I read, but I don't know what it was.
I think it means forest. I think it's a version of the German word Wald. Yeah. It means forest, so I assume it's Old English for forest.
And there's a lot of places.
Comment on Twitter and correct me if I'm wrong. What are you going to do? Like... Come round my house?
Come round your wold.
It's my wold, my rules. Means whatever I want it to mean.
And also don't come there because there's a witch who'll grab your ankle. Yeah.
Sorry, Amy, what were you saying?
There's loads of places like Easingwold in Yorkshire, which is just outside of York and is very rural and probably is a bit foresty. So...
Should we look it up and check?
I think it's
while we're here, because I don't want to be humiliated.
I am really gutted about my Aziz's Aziz's.
Which one's
it's
correct?
It's Aziz's.
It's Aziz's and you said Aziz's for the whole podcast.
Yeah, you said it right.
Was I right?
Well, you, yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't act surprised.
I do enjoy that feeling. Hey, I'm about to be humiliated over Wold.
Wold.
Humiliated over Wold. Sounds like a village.
A piece of high, open, uncultivated land.
It's the opposite of a forest.
Opposite of a forest. Yorkshire Wolds, AONB.
What does that mean?
Not safe for work. Area of outstanding natural beauty.
Oh, right. I may have kicked the microphone in anger there. So if that was unusable, James has looked up what wald means, and it's not a forest.
No, opposite.
Those Germans lied to me.
Mm. Could I change my name to Amy Gledwald?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we said your surname at the start of the podcast, which is Gledhill.
Yes, yeah.
I said Gledhill.
Did you say?
But I said it like Gledhill.
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 I might have said Gledhill. Gledhill.
Gledhill.
Which makes it sound like a fancy spoon from Yorkshire.
Mmm.
Don't stop asking about old. Hit your wit, Gledhill. Get on with the story, James.
So, yeah, the monster attacked the stagecoach, shot at it, he escaped, he wasn't seen again for another couple of hundred years until the 1960s. In fact, 1960, a truck driver.
Swinging coal.
Yeah.
The polar bears are all doing kink songs and so
yeah.
forth.
They're kind of the same vibe as the Oasis
Very
polar
similar,
bear,
actually,
isn't
the
it?
Beatles yeah, influenced
yeah.
polar bear.
A truck driver saw some red lights off the side of a lonely road. And he stopped because he thought a car had maybe crashed or something. And he slowed down to see what was going on. And then a giant wolf attacked his truck. And he realised the two red lights were the wolf's eyes.
Ooh.
And he drove off. And then that was it for a bit.
It's actually pronounced wolf's eases.
But in 1975, there had been reports of werewolves in Cannock Chase. Do you know about that?
No.
Me neither. Couldn't find out that much information about it, apart from there were sightings of werewolves, UFOs, and the Pigman.
Who's the Pigman?
Don't know. Some people think it might be part of an experiment gone wrong.
Ooh.
From pig, that means pig. Old Stinker was quiet until 2015, when someone saw something around the Humber on two legs, then he went down onto four legs, then two legs, and then jumped 30 feet across the river.
Wow.
Leapt, probably, more than jumped. Sounds better, doesn't it? Someone saw a figure jumping over an embankment. And then a couple saw at Barnston Drains, saw this man eating a German Shepherd dog.
Thank you. Terrifying.
And he jumped over an 8-foot fence with the dog in his mouth.
What?
Yeah, old Stinker.
Wow. So is there, like, evidence of this then? So did they find the dog, the remains of the dog?
We don't ask those sort of questions.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No,
just thought
isn't.
That maybe it would say once and for all that old Sinclair is real.
In May 2016, everyone got together to go find a werewolf.
No.
Do you know what they found?
What did they find?
They found that it was too wet and rainy, so they all went home.
Oh.
Coincidence. And that's Old Stinker's at large, as far as we know.
So he remains at large?
He remains at large.
That's the end of the story. They tried to look for him, but it was wet.
He was too wet, so they called it off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's an 8-foot man at large in Hull who's hairy with a very human-like face and terrible breath. I think they'll find a couple.
Well, funny you should say that. A cannibal werewolf lived on Reed's Island in the River Humber. A different one.
A cannibal man?
A cannibal werewolf.
Oh, a cannibal werewolf.
So I guess, yeah.
So he ate other werewolves?
Yeah, I guess. There's a shack on Reed's Island in the Humber estuary, and this vagabond, like, started living there, and people started to disappear, and they finally figured out it's probably something to do with that weirdo in the shack. They went over there, and it was full of skeletons, skulls and bones of humans. And so they arrested the man, took him to court, and turned into a howling werewolf and escaped the court.
Wow.
And when was this?
1986.
I don't know. I don't think it's got a date on it. Oh, it happened about 400 years ago.
Wow.
All right. So all those people would have been dead anyway by now.
Or turned into wolves.
Score time.
Yes, score time.
What is your first category for me, Amy and James?
First category is
Supernatural.
Okay. Are werewolves supernatural?
Oh.
Or are they the product of an experiment gone wrong, a la Pigman?
We're not talking about Pigman yet.
His bitter rival.
Yes.
I think yes.
You think werewolves are supernatural? So it's a magical effect of the moon on the man.
Yes.
Turns him into a
witch's curse.
Yes.
Or something else.
Yes.
Supernatural.
Okay, because arguably we could just be dealing with a truck driver who lied and some idiots.
Yes.
But we're not.
But we're not. It's a supernatural phenomenon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case,
he's jumping 30 foot. He's jumping 8 foot with a dog in his mouth.
That was impressive.
Red eyes, bright red eyes.
Very red.
Pretty supernatural, then.
Very supernatural.
It's very supernatural.
It's daring to hang out in the drains. Have you heard about the witch?
Whoa. We can't have a witch that your mum invented.
I don't know if she invented it.
You haven't gone back to check?
No, I couldn't because I was too scared of the witch.
No, I didn't mean check whether the witch was real.
I haven't asked my mum if she lied.
I meant to ask. Because like my dad told me he lived underneath Timmy Mallet, and I haven't checked because I don't want to know if that's not true.
He lived underneath Timmy Mallet?
Timmy Mallet lived a floor above him, and he used to annoy him because he always used to walk around in clogs. No, I don't want to know if that's not true.
What happened to Timmy Mallet? Is he now on a farm where there's no people living below him so he can walk around in clogs without annoying anyone? So, out of five for supernatural werewolves.
I'm going to say it's a three, unless you can make it a four by saying the number four in a werewolf style.
Four.
All right, it's a four.
Good. Thank you.
I didn't know if I was going to like it. I did. It was a four.
Yes. Should have said five.
Five. It's harder.
No, it doesn't work, does it?
Yeah. Five. Yeah.
I deliberately chose the only number that would work.
Five. That sounds like a Welshman falling over. Actually, no. We know they'd say pimp. So, second category, names.
If you don't give us five for this one, I'm calling the police.
Old Stinker.
All right, what have we got? Old Stinker.
Sex How? Willie How? Jisborough.
Wet Wang.
I don't even. That's not written on the page. I don't. You just brought that one. I don't even know if that's a real place.
It is a real place.
I like that. That started to turn into a beat. Then
let me tell you about Wet Wang. Here we go.
She's Amy Glennon. She's here to say she's gonna get your wang and make it wetter in a way. Sorry, Amy. I think that technically counts as sexual harassment.
All right, so, I was coming out of a bush earlier, so it's not got any better.
It's five out of five, then, just to gloss over any awkwardness there.
I had an hilarious bit of supernatural animal-based observational comedy.
Yeah, go for it.
Like, it's why of all of the supernatural beasts, why are they named after questions? You got the werewolf.
Oh, yeah.
You got the witch. The Wendigo. And Henry Hoover. That was the only thing. I was clutching at straws at the end there. I don't know if you noticed. Very much tailed off. So five still. We still have five.
If we did halves, it'd be four and a half for that. But we don't, so it's five.
That's good.
Next category.
Next category
is...
Oh, you can't read my writing.
Is Crap Towns.
We've got Hull. We've got Beverly.
Beverly's a person.
Yeah, she's no longer a listener. We are losing listeners by the second.
I mean, Hull is... It sounds awful. I mean, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Now, you need to know, I love Hull.
Weren't you
Hull
in...
runs through my veins.
Like drains.
Like the drain. black water.
Like the black, muddy waters of my childhood. But Hull is, and I say this with affection, a real crap place.
I've only been once, and it was to the gasworks.
Have you visited Hull?
I don't think I've been. I've been to quite a few places in Yorkshire. I don't think... Well, I've lived in Yorkshire for years, and for some reason... I never got on one of the tour buses going out to Hull. No, it never happened. Oh. Scarborough, yes, please. We've got Terror Towers.
Yeah,
but
true.
What's Hull got? Just terror.
World's only submarium, actually.
Submarium?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
it's
that?
A word we invented so that we can have the world's only one of it. It's just an aquarium.
But it's got Mary in it.
But it's got Mary in it.
Beverly's mate, yes. Yeah.
It's got that.
Is Mary the witch from the underwater?
She may
drains?
Well be.
She could be.
She may well be because they call it a submarium because something to do with the lift. You can get a lift in the aquarium that takes you low. Sub something. So maybe it takes you to see Mary the witch.
It's sad to think about all those billionaires building themselves bigger towers while only Hull thought. Who can go lowest? How can we undercut these billionaires, the Saudis? Who's got a submarium? You like low? Get in.
You don't want to know what Elon Musk thinks of it. He was slagging it right off.
Similarly, if you criticise a submarine, the people of Hull call you a paedophile, just like Elon Musk would. If anything, your attempts to recommend Hull to me have made me less impressed.
Do you remember the bit where we said we did an extended riff that Hull was made up of laminated lino and cod? I think it's 5 out of 5.
It is five out of five. Yeah. And it's the only time Hull will win anything.
City of culture.
I know, but...
Come on.
Culture in the bacterial sense. So you got 5, but you betrayed Hull. How does it feel?
That's fine. All right. I'd do it for a 3.
They'll have you back. And there might be a...
She's locked in a submarine until she realises what she did wrong.
It just goes through layer on layer of lino, cod, lino, cod, lino, cod, old lino, old cod.
You can see just slices of the different designs from different periods of lino.
And designs from different periods of cod. I think there might be some bleed over into the final category of stench.
It's been a very stinky podcast. Mm. We've got a burp that was a fart.
I'd already blanked that from my mind. We were going to invite him on.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, definitely
not. Get him some mints before you bring him in.
Some mints,
yeah.
Just raw mints, picking away.
It's better.
That's what they have instead of popcorn in the cinema in Hull. Just box of mints.
Raw meatballs.
We've got the drains. There's no way they smell friendly.
No, with the black water.
Black water, the drains. We've got the...
There's a decomposing polar bear in a racist tunnel.
We've got the cod lino Viennetta.
And the breath.
And the breath of old stinker himself.
Stinker.
Yeah.
It's a 5, isn't it?
It's a 5.
I can't fault it for stench.
That's Hull.
That's the slogan of Hull. Slogan. You can't fault it for stench.
Say what you like.
Say what you like, but we stink.
Oh, sorry, Hull people.
No, we're happy with that. We like that. I feel like we've still shown Hull in its true, authentic colours. We've done well.
Before we go, Amy, is there anything you would like to plug?
There is, actually. So I'm part of a double act called The Delightful Sausage, and we are on tour of all the crap towns in the UK. We're not going to Hull, actually, but we are on tour.
Betrayed again.
I know, it's so bad. Oh, dear. April and May, and you can find out where we'll be on our Twitter or our website, which just type in The Delightful Sausage into whatever you want, and we'll pop up.
Just an ATM.
Yeah. Put in your phone. Give us a call.
Just ask the question at the television and then a voice will respond.
Teletext.
Reveal.
You've been listening to Lawmen with me, Alistair Beckett King.
And I am James Shakeshaft.
And Amy Gledhill, who has left the room, so we can say what we really think, which was, she's lovely, isn't she?
Isn't she nice?
She's very nice.
And also very funny.
If you have any comments or opinions about what we said about Hull, keep them to yourselves.
Yeah, especially if you like Hull.
Have they got the internet in Hull? But if you have nice things to say about the podcast, then you can leave us a review, give us a rating, recommend us to a friend, or give us a comment on one of the social media outlets. Thanks for listening. Well, you're rolling. Let me just pop these on.
Sorry, I keep bashing that. I'm angry at myself more every time.
It's fine. We've been pretty good for bumps and knocks this time. It's been good. One of the least bumpy of the recent podcasts.
Stinky but smooth.
It's been extremely stinky.
Like Hull, because of the fish and the liner. Slide right off. Scores?
You want a wipe clean surface.
If you're going to cover it with fish.
Yeah.